Glad to have you on the program today. This is Retire with TriFound. I'm Megan Mozak, and it's always a pleasure to be here with Justin Pippert. You know, the odds of filling out a perfect bracket for the March Madness tournament? It's 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Yep, with a Q. I didn't even know that was a number. Just too many variables. The odds are overwhelmingly absurd. So we can't promise you a successful retirement on the show today, but Justin and I believe your chances could be a lot better than those odds if you have some key factors for retirement. And Justin, I want to talk with you about that today. First, I want to give the phone number at TriFound Financial, 866-466-1099, and be listening. We have many ways for you to connect with Justin and the team and some great resources we want to put in your hands. So stay tuned for that. Can you believe these odds that I shared, quintillion? That's actually a number, Justin.
That's a very large number, Megan. And no, I can't believe it. As a avid basketball fan, especially college basketball, I am here to tell you I'm one of those people that have yet to hit a perfect bracket yet.
Oh, really? Yes. I think there are many of us out there. And, you know, I guess I'll give my amateur analysis here, but I think in order to tear down the nets and have your one shining moment, there's a lot you need, right? For us at home, filling out the bracket, we just need a lot of luck. But if you're going to win it all, you need talent, clearly. You've got to have that game plan for every single opponent that comes your way during the tournament. You have to have endurance because playing two games over a four-day weekend, that can be a real grind, knowing the game of basketball. And you have to have the right coach. And we tend to see the same coaches in the tournament year after year. Now, some are new, some surprise us, but we see some familiar faces. And no, this is not sports talk. Justin and I do talk about retirement planning here on the show, but there are some parallels. And I wonder about you, when we're talking about retirement, Justin, having that successful plan, what are some of the key factors you think about?
Yeah, Megan, I think we can relate all of those 4 points that you just gave us to having a successful retirement. You know, talent within a team, I would relate that to income in retirement. The more income that you have in retirement, the better off, you know, essentially you are. For every client, it's going to be different. But if we have that stable income in retirement, or if we have that stable talent on a team, we have, you know, a much higher bar. We have much more potential, not only to be able to do things in retirement, but to, you know, basically carry out that retirement as we want. You know, a game plan. We have a game plan for every single retirement plan that we come up with our clients. That's a strategy. A game plan is a strategy. And every retirement plan that we do here at TriFound is going to have a distinct and unique strategy for each client that we're developing that plan for. And, you know, just like in sports, Megan, every game plan, when you play a different team, that game plan changes from team to team. Just like it does in retirement planning, folks, there's no silver bullet for a retirement plan. Your retirement plan is going to be special and unique to your situation. You know, we talk about endurance and that having that longevity because we're, you know, playing, you know, certain amount of games in a short period of time. Well, endurance can relate to your retirement plan as well. Having that longevity for your retirement plan, you know, one of the biggest questions that I get, most popular questions that I get anytime I sit down with a new client or a potential client, it is, I want to make sure I have enough money to retire, and or I want to make sure that I don't outlive that money in retirement. And so having that endurance with your retirement plan, you know, it's very, very easy to make sure that once we put a plan in place, you're going to have that sustaining income for no matter how long you live. We're going to adjust for things like inflation. We're going to be flexible to the bumps in the road that we might have. And having the right coach, I liken that with having the right financial professional in your life, making sure that you're working with an independent financial professional that is going to take all situations and all considerations when coming up with that correct retirement plan for you, the client, so that we're not just trying to sell the same thing to each individual person. So making sure you're working with the right financial professional and that that professional is independent and has your best interest in mind, like we are here at TriFound. So all four of those, Megan, I 100% agree. We can all relate those to retirement planning. So Megan, I'd like to give an offer here on the show. If you have a question about if your money will last as long as you do, if you're close to retirement, you've been working hard and saving for years, we have a great guide for you to download off of our website, retirewithtrifound.com. /money. It's going to be a guide that will tell you if your money will last as long as you do, give you some insight into how we plan, how we come up with our retirement plans. I'm going to give that one more time. retirewithtrifound.com/money.
Great resource. And that is such a burning question in the minds of, I know, a lot of our listeners, a lot of the people I speak with, Justin. We know that longevity is a factor more and more. We're living longer, right? Which is good, but you do have to make sure your income is going to last. And that guide is such a tremendous first step in understanding that. So want to make sure you get that guide today from Justin. Justin, tell our listeners again how they can get that.
Absolutely, Megan. Retirewithtrifound.com/money is the website. It's a free download, great guide on how you can make your money last longer in retirement, and give you a little bit of an insight into how we do our planning with our clients too. So one more time, retirewithtrifound.com/money.
You know, Justin, speaking of income, what sources are we needing to think about right now when we're creating a strategy for retirement?
You know, sources of income, common sources of income in retirement, first and foremost, Social Security. Everybody has it. We talk about it every now and then again on the show. I think it's very, very important to understand your Social Security benefits. You know, it always surprises me, Megan, how many times I go into a planning meeting and talking with a client, and they just say, yeah, I'm going to just draw my Social Security whenever I retire, to, you know, whatever age that I'm shooting to retire at. And I don't know if I should draw it before or after, and I'm not really looking into it. Or, you know, I'm married, I have a spouse, and I don't know about any of the spousal benefits or anything like that. So it's very important to understand your Social Security benefits. You know, we all pay taxes our whole lives, the whole time we're working and working up to retirement. And I think it's very important to understand those Social Security benefits, your spousal benefits. If you've been married and or divorced, if you have a spouse that had predeceased you, those are all different events that happen in our lives that can trigger different benefits from Social Security, just to make sure that you're getting the most out of Social Security that you can for retirement, because that's the most common. That's going to be our first brick in that building when we start retiring. Also, you know, secondary sources of income can be things like pensions. It can be a distribution from your 401k, your IRA, or even any of your other financial accounts that you have. It's going to be different for each individual person. Everybody has a different lifestyle that they want to hit, different things that they want to do in retirement, and a different overall budget and or lifestyle when they retire. So it's going to be different for each person. It's important to know that there are plenty of vehicles out there, financial vehicles out there, that will give us that guaranteed income. You know, we talk about a lot of them here on the show. Can be things as simple as real estate and having a renter that pays your rent every month. Can be things like fixed or indexed annuities that are going to work like a pension for you, that will pay out to you on a monthly basis, no matter how long you live. And a lot of people are, you know, wanting to get more information about that as we go through the times that we're going through in our country. So, you know, if that's something that you're wanting to learn more about, we're happy to educate you and let you know the types of vehicles that we're using to guarantee our clients' income, not only for the short term in retirement, but even if they live to be 110 years old. So if you have questions about something like that and what products we're using, how we're able to guarantee our clients a steady income stream through retirement, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to share that information with you. Again, we don't charge for any meetings here, whether it's in person, a phone call, or even a Zoom. We want to educate our clients and make sure that you out there who are listening are getting the best information possible. So give us a call here at TriFound. That number again is 866-466-1099.
And that resource, again, if you're interested in understanding if what you've saved, if your nest egg will last through retirement to provide you the income you need, make sure you visit retirewithtrifound.com/money. Justin, we've been talking about March Madness, which is fun. I love this time of year, and I know you're a big sports fan yourself. But when we're talking about retirement, and we see these parallels, I know that, you know, coaches have to strategize. They have to make sure that they're using the bench properly, that they're keeping their players rested, that they can stand the test of time throughout a long game, especially if it goes into overtime. And that's similar to retirees, right? When you're looking at, you were talking about income, when we're looking at extended lifespans, there are some obstacles out there that we have to strategize for, almost like the coaches do on the sidelines. What do you think, which of those different obstacles could have the greatest potential to derail a retirement strategy, given those longevity risks we talk about?
You know, I think there's a lot of bumps in the road, Megan, that we can hit throughout retirement that are easier bumps. But I think that the biggest things that can potentially derail a retirement strategy is not having proper communication simply with your financial professional. As you know, lifestyle and things can change, you know, as you go through retirement, because let's be honest, with the longevity and the advancements in medicine and everybody living longer, you know, the average retirement, if we think about the average retiree retiring at 65, and average life expectancy is just over 87 years old. So it's very common for somebody to live 25 to 30 years, in retirement. And things that will be, you know, the way that things are when we're 65 is going to be very different than when we're 85 or 90. So things are going to cost a lot more. You think about inflation just in general, Megan, at just shy of 3% right now over a 30-year period. That's a very, very significant jump in the cost of living. And not to mention, you know, other factors that we can't control as financial people or as clients. We can't control a lot of those things that change. I think the most important thing that any retiree can do when they're going through retirement is have that communication with their financial professional. And just like the road goes two ways, Megan, us as financial people, we have to communicate with our clients. That's something that we promise every client here at TriFound. We want to be transparent, upfront. We want to over-communicate with every client. And that's why I get a lot of feedback from, you know, the clients that we bring on. And one of them is, man, I go through a lot of meetings before I actually decide that I want to be a client here at TriFound. And I look at that as a positive. You know, we're going to put you through a 5 to 7 meeting process from start to finish to get your retirement plan. And that's because we don't want to leave any stones unturned. We're going to talk to you about everything from taxes to estate planning to financial planning to ensure that we know that everything that's going on in your life, and we can take into account for anything that, you know, might change in the future to get you that overall comprehensive retirement plan.
Justin, when you think about some of those elite teams who always show up in the big dance, and we all know who they are, what do they have in common? Well, they have an experienced coach that leads the way. And I was thinking about that while you were talking. How important is it to find the right financial professional when we're creating our own retirement strategy?
Well, it makes all the difference in the world, Megan. We talk about it a lot here on the show. And for our common listeners, it's going to be to make sure that you have an independent financial professional that you're working with so that they have all the tools in the shed to be able to use with you, and they are just pairing you with the correct tool. You know, there's 500 different financial vehicles out there, but they can all be bad financial vehicles if they're not used for the right reasons. So making sure that you're working with an independent financial professional so that they have all the resources available to be able to pair you with the correct resource, just like us here at TriFound. And I think that goes hand in hand with that checklist challenge that we have on Retire with TriFound. It's going to give you basically a checklist or an inventory sheet to make sure that you are prepared for retirement and the obstacles that that will bring. So go ahead and head over to retirewithtrifound.com, download that checklist challenge, take it, and let us know how you do on it. If you have any questions, please give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. And that checklist challenge again is retirewithtrifound.com/list.
And we will be back. There's much more with Justin Pippert straight ahead.
Will your money go the distance in retirement? You can find out with a free guide from Justin today. Get your copy at retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. At TriFound Financial, we have a complimentary guide to show how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. To get it, go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. At TriFound Financial, our mission is to show you strategies to help make your retirement income more tax efficient and ways to potentially lower your future tax bill. Find out how with our complimentary guide. Get it today at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Insurance services provided by TriFound Financial. Firm does not provide tax advice.
Always a pleasure to be here with Justin Pippert. This is Retire with TriFound. I'm Megan Mozak, and we talk about retirement planning here on the show. So if that's something you've been thinking about or you know you need to be thinking about, well, you're in the right place. I want to make sure you have Justin's phone number. Maybe you have some burning questions, some things that are rolling around in your mind. That's pretty normal because retirement planning these days, it's a pretty heavy lift, especially if you're trying to do it on your own. 866-466-1099 is the number. And speaking of making it a DIY project, if you want a second opinion, I want to let you know that Justin does offer a second opinion service. It's completely complimentary. There's no obligation. You can call and take advantage. Use that same number. Just tell them you want Justin's second opinion service. It's 866-466-1099. But Justin, you say that we should be thinking about taxes all the time, not just during tax season. So let's talk about that a little bit. Number one, taxes are important in retirement, and there are some things we need to know about hidden taxes. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, you know, hidden taxes, Megan, in general, when we think of hidden taxes in retirement, we're thinking about things like, you know, taxes that we might have to pay on our Social Security distributions because we might have higher income. You know, it's a sliding scale as far as how much of your Social Security that you receive as not only an individual, but a household will be taxed relative to, you know, how much income that household has. And as your income threshold goes up, so does the amount of Social Security that is taxable. Not to mention things like if you are still going to work part-time, there's a threshold as to how much you'd want to earn before a very larger sum of those wages become more taxable. And that magic number, some of you might have heard it before, is around $17,000. But also let's talk about taxes on some of the retirement accounts that we don't necessarily think of as well too. So things like our IRAs or our 401ks that we've been saving into for 20, 30 years or more. And once we retire, that nest egg that we've built up is basically our lifeline or our income vehicle that we're going to use throughout retirement to supplement that Social Security income that we will be receiving. And for that income that we do take out of those 401ks and those traditional IRAs, every dollar that we take out of them is taxable at that income rate that we're at because we haven't paid taxes on any of that money when we, you know, made our contribution from our wages or we got a match from our employer at the time. So anything that we take out of those IRAs is taxable. So for a lot of us, when we think about retiring, we say, well, I'll be in the lowest tax bracket because I won't have any income because I'm not earning any wages. But the fact of the matter is you might not be in the lowest tax bracket. And for most of us out there, we won't be in the lowest tax bracket because we will have Social Security and we will rely on some sort of income, whether it be from a pension, whether it be from, you know, our investments that we have saved up from our 401ks and things like that. So even prior to retirement, Megan, it's very important to understand what taxable liability we have within our portfolio and how we can possibly work towards dissipating some of that taxable liability. So even if you're, you know, you're still working or you're not taking anything from those, that nest egg that you're building up, or if you're still contributing to build up that nest egg, should we be talking about Roth IRAs or non-qualified accounts? It's all about planning. The retirement planning doesn't start when you retire. It starts 10, 15, 20 years before you retire because we want to understand that taxation. We want to make sure that when we come up with a plan for our clients, we're making the right decisions to make sure that they're paying the least amount of taxes possible. And things like planning year to year leading up to retirement are going to be very pivotal in making sure that we're taking advantage of every different tax break that we can, not only when we're retired, but while we're still working.
So Justin, taxes, you know, I know so many people out there think, well, wait a minute, once I hit retirement, my taxes are going to go down, and that doesn't always happen. So when we're really thinking about taxes, I think you know, the assumption is, well, I get my taxes prepared every year. But there's a difference between that and tax-efficient income planning, isn't there?
There's a big difference. I mean, we're talking about left and right side of the scale there, Megan. So having your taxes done every year is just tax preparation. You know, if you're anything like me, you go to your CPA or the person that does your taxes, you take them, you know, a big folder of everything that you've gotten from that past year, and you just say, call me when it's done. And, you know, that person is just inputting information for this year. They're not taking into consideration. So that, you know, and most CPAs, and not all of them are like that. Some of them will do tax planning, but your tax preparation and doing your taxes each year is just a snapshot of that year past. And you're not taking anything into consideration, you know, going forward in years to come. So we know that taxes generally will go up. They go up and down, you know, relative to the market. So we have no idea if we're just doing our tax preparation every year, whether we're in a trough or taxes are low, or whether we're in a peak and taxes are high, and what we should be planning when they're in troughs as opposed to when they're at a peak are two very different things, obviously, because we're talking about low tax rates or high tax rates. And so tax planning is very, very important. In fact, Megan, I want to give one of the offers out here to our listeners right now. We have a great guide to give you some insight into if you're paying too much in taxes in retirement. And that guide is available for your download at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. And it's going to give you some insight as to, you know, how you can be more tax efficient in retirement. It's also going to give you some feedback as to whether you're paying too much in taxes in retirement right now. So again, retirewithtrifound.com/tax to get that guide for you, to give you some insight into your tax situation right now. And as always, if you have questions on that guide or you want to do a tax analysis with myself and our team here at TriFound, please give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you, you know, whether it's a phone call or a Zoom meeting or even in person. Whatever your safety is our number one concern. That number again, 866-466-1099.
So if taxes are on your mind, or maybe you've just listened to what Justin's told us about taxes and you realize you need to get a better handle on your tax plan in retirement, download the guide. Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's just T-A-X, retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Or you can always call if you'd like to ask a few questions or set a visit, whether it's a phone visit or a video chat, 866-466-1099. Justin, if we haven't thought much beyond filing deadlines for taxes, what guidance do you have?
Well, if you're listening today and you haven't thought much about, you know, filing there anything beyond just doing your taxes on a yearly basis, I'd urge you to give us a call, download the guide that we just talked about, talk with myself or anybody here at TriFound about tax planning and maybe what your situation is right now. And we're happy to educate you on what you can do moving forward to align with whether you're retirement planning and looking at retiring, you know, it could be 5, 10, 15 years, or whether you're already in retirement and want to know if you're taking advantage of everything that you can to be as tax efficient as possible. The first step in any of this, folks, is just simply giving us a call, reaching out to us, whether it's downloading the guide or giving us a call here toll free at TriFound to schedule something with myself or anybody on my team. It doesn't cost you anything to do any of that. Again, it's completely 100% free. We're all about education here at TriFound. We want to make sure that we're getting you the best information possible. And it all starts with just a simple call about talking about your situation and whether we can help you in any way, shape, or form to be better, more tax efficient, or to take advantage of anything else that coincides with our tax structure. So just give us a call here at TriFound. Visit our website at trifound.com. Those are both great ways that you can get in touch with us and get some more information.
That's what it's really about, is arming you with that information, educating you, making sure you feel like you have confidence to make the right decisions because you've worked so hard. And Justin, we talk about this, right? Building up that nest egg. So many of us are being very, very diligent to work hard, save as much as we can. We want to make sure we're maximizing all that we've saved so that we can realize those tax efficiencies in retirement. It comes down to planning. And I think most of us understand how income taxes are paid during our working years. I want to find out from you, how does that change in retirement?
Megan, most of us think that when we retire, our income is going to drop low and we don't have to pay. We're going to be in a very low tax bracket. And through my experience, I've been doing this for over 10 years, I've seen that most of the time what happens is when we're working to retirement, we're working and saving up for retirement. We work 40, 50, some of us 60 or more hours a week, 5 days a week. And once we retire, we have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week that we can go do things. So contrary to the popular opinion, which would be, you know, I won't need as much income when I retire, I would say that that's the opposite. You'll need just as much income most likely when you retire. And sometimes early on in retirement, we might even need more income. And if you're panicking right now, I will tell you that that is fine. Our job as financial professionals is to plan with you and figure out how we can make that income threshold happen and plan for the whole retirement. But the thought that you're going to need less income in retirement is most of the time what we find in with our clients is false. So making sure that you're, you know, taking the proper steps to set up that retirement plan and to set up that income for retirement is very, very important, because taxes, like we had said earlier in the segment, you'll still have to pay taxes in retirement. Depending on how much income you need, you might have to pay more on a bigger portion of your Social Security. If you're taking money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, you'll have to pay taxes on those distributions as well too. So it's very important to talk to your financial professional, your tax professionals, about how you can be more tax efficient in retirement. And you know, Megan, we talked a lot about taxes in this segment, but I did just mention Social Security. So I wanted to get an offer to our listeners out there. It's our Social Security Report Guide. It's at retirewithtrifound.com/security. If you've spent your entire working life paying into Social Security, we want to make sure that you get the most out of it and that you're aware of all the benefits that go along with Social Security. So myself and my team here at TriFound have developed this report for you to be able to download and look at to make sure that you're getting the most out of your retirement with your Social Security. So again, that is available at retirewithtrifound.com/security. It's a free report for you to download and fill out. If you have questions on it, please feel free to give us a call here at TriFound. We'll go over it with you. We'll talk to you about Social Security. The number here is also 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099. You can download that Social Security report from retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Back with Justin Pippert in just a moment. You're listening to Retire with TriFound.
Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. to find out how to build a tax-efficient retirement plan. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved, watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be just fine, but you still don't feel confident. At TriFound Financial, we have a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take our checklist challenge. If you could check all the boxes on this list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, TriFound Financial can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the complimentary checklist, go to retirewithtrifound.com/list. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today at retirewithtrifound.com/list. That's retirewithtrifound.com/list. Firm provides insurance services. Securities offered through TriFound Advisory, LLC. Investing involves risk.
We're happy you've joined us here on the show today. It's Retire with TriFound, Megan Mozak, alongside Justin Pippert. And if you need some help with your retirement plan, maybe you haven't started yet, and you want to get off on the right foot, well, I can tell you working with a professional can bring a lot of confidence. And it's easy. It starts with a phone call, 866-466-1099. If you're like me, sometimes it's just that first step. That's the hardest, right? Just getting started. But I'll tell you, when you reach out to Justin and the team at TriFound Financial, they can make it so easy to gain the confidence you need to really enjoy retirement, because that's what it's all about. You've worked hard. Now it's time to let your money work hard for you. 866-466-1099 is the phone number. Now, Justin, we talk about sports on the show here sometimes because I know you're such an avid sports fan, and a lot of our listeners are too. And when it comes to professional athletes, well, they don't just show up on game day and hope for the best, right? They've been practicing with their teams or maybe with their coaches all season long, sometimes all year long, right? They train in the off season. And when you're talking about taxes, well, a lot of people think, well, I just need to think about taxes during tax season. And you say, not so fast. You should probably be thinking about taxes throughout the year. Now, why is it so important to think about taxes, not just in tax season? Why could it be harming our retirement in the long run if we're not paying enough attention to our tax implications?
Absolutely, Megan. You know, taxes, and we've talked about this on the show before, as you've said, tax brackets and tax thresholds in our country kind of follow the wavelength of the market. So they have their times when they're low, they have their times when they're high. And us as clients, if we don't pay attention to that and understand where we're at in that tax structure, whether taxes are low, if taxes are low and we're in a time where marginal tax rates are low, then we should be taking advantage of things like our Roth conversions and positioning our portfolio to take advantage of paying those lesser taxes, even if we don't need them or we're not retired yet. We should be positioning and taking advantage of those lower tax rates to prepare for times when they might be higher. And on the contrary, when those tax rates do go up and they are high, we should be utilizing those accounts that do not have that taxable liability on them. So taking money out of our things like our non-qualifieds and our Roth IRAs at that time and saving the traditional IRAs and the pre-tax accounts for times when taxes are lower. So it doesn't matter whether taxes are low in our country today or high in our country today. We need to be planning accordingly, not only for today, but also the future as well. Because if we can save, I tell the clients this all the time, Megan, if our firm can save you, you know, 5% on taxes or 10% on taxes over your lifetime, that is a free 5 to 10% in earnings. And I know us as financial professionals, we always love, and as clients, we always love to think about our growth, but think about your growth the same way on the tax side. If you can save 5% in taxes, that's a free 5% in growth on your accounts. So whether it's 5%, 10%, or whether taxes are low today or high today, we should be planning actively for that situation that we have and also planning for what we think is going to happen with taxes in the future. It can make all the difference to a retirement plan, and especially when we start figuring things in there like inflation. If we can save 4 or 5% on taxes, that's automatically canceling out things like inflation. So very, very important, Megan.
Absolutely. And I love what you said there. You know, if you can save 5% on taxes, I mean, if you think about that, that's some real money there, Justin. I mean, this is worth considering. This is worth talking about. And I want to get down to the nitty gritty because you've piqued my interest here. What actually goes into creating tax efficiencies so that we can keep more of our income in retirement?
Absolutely. It's a good question. And for us as your, you know, your financial professionals, the more information that you can provide to us, the better off we're going to be able to do as far as our planning strategies for you. So I get a lot of questions a lot when I meet with somebody and we say, all right, go ahead and send us your tax return. We're going to look at that. And they say, wait, you're financial people, right? And I say, yeah, but we're going to do an active tax plan with you too, because not if we're talking about financials, why wouldn't I talk to you about taxes, or why wouldn't we plan for taxes? So that tax efficient income strategy for retirement, it includes the different financial accounts that you have. And some of those accounts might have different tax liabilities. Some of them might be Roth IRAs. Some of them might be traditional IRAs, might have some non-qualified or just some regular brokerage accounts. All three of those accounts, if you're listening out there and you have one, two, or all three, all of those accounts are taxed differently from the IRS. And when we talk about tax efficiency, folks, I think it's important to know we're just talking about regular tax efficiency. We're not reinventing the wheel here. We're not doing anything off the wall, and there's no gray areas or anything like that. We're talking about just straight traditional income, straight traditional taxes on our different financial accounts and how we can use those accounts that we have to our advantage. And so creating that tax efficient income strategy, getting back to your question, Megan, is really about what you have, the different accounts that you have, the different types of income that you have, and what income need that you have in retirement. So all of these different factors go into creating that tax efficient income strategy. And if you have questions on it, I urge you just to give us a call. Maybe it's just a simple phone call with us. Again, 100% free. We just want to educate you, get you some information on taxes. Give us a call here at TriFound. That number is 866-466-1099. Again, 866-466-1099.
Justin, there is a lot to know about taxes and retirement. That is clear. And I'm learning a lot. I'm sure our listeners are too. And if you have questions for Justin, maybe you just have a few tax-related questions that have popped into your mind, give him a shout. Give a call to the team there at TriFound Financial. 866-466-1099 is the number. Again, that number at TriFound, 866-466-1099. And we're so glad to have you with us today. Well, how do you approach tax-efficient income planning, Justin, with the goal that you have for your clients? And I know that goal is to help them spend more of their retirement dollars the way they want to. And boy, that sounds good to me. How do you take that approach then with that goal in mind?
Well, we have to take that approach, Megan, from our number one job for you, the client, is to make sure that your feet never touch the ground in retirement. And I've been saying that for 10 plus years. And what we mean by that is, if we do our job correctly, you won't have to think about your income, where it's coming from. You won't have to think about any of those things. You'll be able to go out and enjoy retirement for what it's meant for, and that is not worrying about your finances. But we have to plan actively for things like taxes and how we think they're going to change in the future. So we can help by making sure that, as I said earlier in the segment, we're planning for whatever tax structure we have currently, whether taxes are low or taxes are high. The accounts that you might get your income from in those two scenarios might be completely different, because when taxes are low, we might be purposely taking money, dollars out of traditional IRAs or pre-tax accounts because taxes are low and we'll pay less in taxes on them. When taxes are high, we might purposely be taking distributions out of non-taxable accounts or things like Roth IRAs because taxes are high and we don't want to pay more than we should have to. So it's kind of a floating scale, Megan, a little bit hard to describe, but our planning for each situation could be completely different.
Justin, staying on this tax theme, and who knew? Who knew taxes could be so, well, I don't know if we could say interesting, but certainly important is the right word. How do we create a plan that does address taxes in the future when, let's face it, none of us know what's coming down the pike, right? We don't know what the tax policies are going to be 20, 30 years from now.
Absolutely. That's a great question, Megan. And the answer might seem more simple than you think. And the answer to that really is to plan for what you have now. So by planning for what we have now, we're actually actively planning for the future. And I'll give an example. So taxes, let's say taxes are really low right now, historically low. And what do we think that's going to happen in the future? As we said earlier in the segment, taxes usually follow the same type of wavelength as, you know, our markets do. So we know if we're in an all-time low for taxes, chances are they're probably going to increase in the future. So we should be implementing things like doing Roth conversions and using funds out of our pre-tax accounts and paying that tax on them, because we know that marginal tax rates are low in this example and that they'll be going up in the future. And so what we're doing by doing that is we are planning for the future. So then if we fast forward 10 years and taxes now are much higher than they were 10 years ago when we were doing all of our conversions, we now are set up to be able to keep our income low, because now we can start accessing income out of those Roth IRAs or those non-taxable accounts to keep our income threshold lower than we would if we hadn't implemented that strategy.
And that's so important, you know, when we talk about not knowing what's coming. What I love hearing from you, Justin, is that it is possible to plan for retirement no matter what comes. We can create a plan that can withstand a lot of this unknown. And boy, you know, we've witnessed that, the uncertainty. And we don't know what's going to happen on Wall Street. Knowing that it's possible to create a plan to potentially protect your nest egg, boy, talk about a confidence builder. I want to give that address again so people can get that resource. It's retirewithtrifound.com/protect. And TriFound is TRIFOUND. retirewithtrifound.com/protect. Justin, you know, as we're talking about taxes today, I think there's a lot to take in because it's only one component. I wonder, just before we head to break, remind our listeners some of the different topics and the different issues that you're tackling in that comprehensive planning process?
Absolutely, Megan. So our comprehensive planning process is going to take you from step A all the way to step Z. We're going to cover things like taxes that we've been talking about a lot here on the show today, and talking about how we can be more tax efficient, not only leading up to retirement, but also in retirement. And beyond retirement, we're going to take it all the way through the legal planning and the estate planning. And our attorneys are going to make sure that we have that bulletproof estate plan to make sure that, speaking of taxes, your beneficiaries don't pay more in taxes than they should have to as well. And also making sure that whatever your wishes are for your estate, you're going to accomplish that without things like probate and getting your estate held up in court, etc. We're also going to include that full comprehensive financial plan, and we're going to tie all three of those things together like we do here at TriFound to make sure that you have that bulletproof and that full, holistic, comprehensive retirement plan. If you have questions about any of those three areas, not only taxes, but any of the other two areas that we talked about today or that we cover here at TriFound, please just give us a call. Our number here is 866-466-1099. Whether it is a simple phone call with myself, that's how we get started. Maybe it's just a 10 or 15 minute phone call. Again, it doesn't cost you anything. Our meeting process doesn't cost you anything. Whether we meet with you once on a phone call or whether we meet with you five or six times, we want to make sure that we're educating you and getting you the proper information so that you can make your retirement better. Give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099.
We'll continue with Justin Pippert straight ahead. You're listening to Retire with TriFound.
Get the most out of your Social Security benefits by downloading Justin's free Social Security report now at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Social Security. You've spent your entire working life paying into it, so don't you want to get the most out of it? Squeezing it for all it's worth. Justin Pippert and the team at TriFound Financial can show you ways to do that with their complimentary Social Security report. It's a great first step to learn how your Social Security benefits can play a role in your overall retirement income plan, especially because the Social Security Administration isn't able to give advice. It's different for everyone, and there are a lot of factors that go into knowing exactly how to maximize your benefits. But based on the decision you make, you could end up with tens of thousands of extra dollars in retirement simply by being informed. Download this complimentary Social Security report from Justin Pippert at TriFound Financial at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Our firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Back with Justin Pippert. It's so great to have you with us. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, Justin. We're going to put you on the spot. How do you feel about that?
I love it, Megan. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to open the mailbag. We get a lot of questions each and every week, and Justin's always a good sport. He answers these questions for us. So with that in mind, I want to give the phone number. If you have a question, give us a call, 866-466-1099. We tackle a lot of retirement-related questions and concerns that people have. So first question says this: my son is starting his first real job after college, and I don't want to be too overbearing, but I do think it's important that he starts early with saving for retirement, and I don't just want to assume that he's making the right decisions. Is there a good way to approach this so I don't come across as patronizing? That sounds like a well-intentioned parent. What would you say to them, Justin?
It does sound like a well-intentioned parent, Megan. And I would say that I have a very good answer for this listener. And it's very simple to come across so that you come across as patronizing. And it's talk to them about the 401k offerings in their new job. So, you know, you can say something like, you know, I've had a 401k for however many years I've been working, and I know you can change it, and you ask if their employer matches and up to what percentage their employer matches, and say, oh yeah, you know, you can make sure that you take advantage of that 401k match that you get. And I know that you can invest your 401k in a lot of different things. So if you have any questions for me, I've had a 401k for, you know, 20, 25, 30 years, etc. But I want to make sure that, you know, I'm helping you out if you need help with your new 401k, because that's going to be new to somebody that's starting their first job. So that's a way to kind of break down that barrier, Megan, and, you know, help your son or your daughter that is just starting in the working world, and making sure that they are making the right decisions and taking advantage of that employer match in a 401k, and they are investing it in the right things.
You know, missteps can sometimes be our best teacher, right? If the parent out there didn't do a good job saving early, starting early, that can be a really great thing to share with an adult child to say, hey, don't make the same mistake I did. Start young, start when you can, because there is power in starting early, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's power in starting early because we all can take advantage of this thing called compounding interest. You know, it's kind of like, I'm from Michigan. So for us down here in Southwest Florida, snow is a very distant memory, but it's kind of like that snowball. You start it at the top of the hill and it's very, very small, but the bigger the hill and the longer it rolls, the bigger it gets. And once it starts getting bigger, it multiplies very quickly. That's the same thing with your retirement. The earlier you start and get that snowball rolling, the bigger it's going to be when you go to retire.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Compound interest. What is it, like one of the wonders of the world or something like that? I think I've heard that before.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible if you think about it, but you have to do it. You have to use it. Okay, here's another question. It says, we just received an unexpected inheritance from my great aunt who passed away. And based on previous experience, I know my husband and I will have different ideas for what to do with the money. The money is under my name, but I don't want to disregard all of his ideas just because it's quote unquote mine. But I've also never been the breadwinner, and I've never had anything like this in my name only. How do I figure out what to do with it? Ooh, Justin, putting you in the hot seat today.
So for this one, Megan, it's always important to talk to your financial professional. You know, we talk about it on the show here and there. And number one, our job is to give you financial advice and to be that guiding voice for any financial decision that you make. But sometimes we as financial people can step into the role almost of counselor or therapist, for lack of a better term. So if you have a disagreement in your household, it's always the best situation that you can do is talk to your financial professional. Say, hey, you know, we're getting this inheritance. I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing of it. What would you recommend? Because inheritances, you know, they can come at us in a gambit of different ways. You know, it could be an IRA, a traditional IRA. It could be a Roth IRA. It could be a non-qualified account. And when we inherit accounts from not only family members or parents or whoever we're inheriting them from, they're taxed differently based on what type of account it is. So for this listener, that inheritance could have no taxation tied to it, or it could be fully taxable to them, in which case those are two very different scenarios, and we're going to want to plan for those two very different ways. So when in doubt, always talk to your financial professional about what the best path is. And just know that us as financial professionals in your life, we know that our clients aren't going to agree on everything. And it's our job to kind of guide you down that path to make sure that you are making the best decision possible.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. We've been really kind of firing some tough ones your way, Justin. Here's another. It says this, is it a bad idea to try to start a business in retirement? I don't want to work full-time anymore, but I've been toying with the idea of starting a consulting firm. Does that even make sense, or should I let it go?
That's a great question, Megan. Once we retire, I deal with this with my clients, you know, on a yearly basis. We have a lot of clients. When they retire, you have 7 Sundays and 24 hours in a day to do anything. And for some of us, it's hard to, you know, find things to do to take up all of that time. So we have a lot of clients that will come back and say, what if I could consult with this company, or what if I start my own business? And, you know, my answer to that is it's not something that you should just let it go or leave. If it's something that you have a passion for and you want to do it and start maybe work part-time or start a consulting firm or start consulting with another company in one way, shape, or form, it's not a bad idea. I would say that you definitely want to talk to your financial person when you're going into making those types of decisions, because if you're drawing things like Social Security or you're drawing from your financial retirement accounts to supplement your income and you're going to start working again, we want to talk about taxation. because we might be making a bigger portion of our Social Security taxable. There might be a threshold as to, you know, if we're on Medicare that we don't want to cross over as far as income to make our Medicare premiums go up. So there's a lot of things that we have to consider when we're looking at doing something like that. But by no means would I tell you should just let it go and forget about it. You know, if it's something you're passionate about and want to do, by all means, just talk to your financial professional and decide what income barriers you want to hit and what income barriers you might not want to cross and how it all fits in with your plan.
Great advice and really good insights. We're reaching into our mailbag today with Justin to try to help you get some clarity, get some understanding with the questions you might have about retirement, your specific situation. And I want to give the phone number. If we don't answer your question on the show today, maybe one you've been thinking about, be sure to reach out to the team at TriFound Financial. They are a wealth of information. They have a lot of answers for questions that you might have. 866-466-1099. That's 866-466-1099. All right, Justin, here's another question. It says, I'm 68 and my wife is almost 60. I have a pretty good life insurance policy for her when I die, but is there anything else I should think about? I just don't want to wait any longer to make sure she is taken care of when I'm gone.
You know, that's a great question, Megan. And, you know, talking about the life insurance side of it for a bit, the things that you want to make sure of, having a good life insurance policy for income replacement is typically what we use, you know, life insurance for. Life insurance, understanding the ins and outs of life insurance, being that the death benefits to life insurance are tax-free, you want to make sure that that is a policy that is going to be there if you were to predecease your wife so or your spouse. So if we're talking about, you know, a term policy, understanding where that ends and how you're going to replace or convert that policy when that time does come. So for retirement planning, we're looking at life insurance a bit different because, number one, we want to make sure that if you have a spouse that predeceases, we want to make sure that the income is made up for with, we can use things like life insurance because of the tax benefits of it. The other thing that I, you know, would say that you want to look into are just your making sure that your legal documents or your estate planning is in order if that happens too. You know, a lot of times when we think of a spouse passing away, or if we think of passing away, we automatically go to the monetary considerations and wondering if our spouse will have income. But we also want to make sure that we have the proper legal planning done to make sure that those monetary considerations are actually going to our spouse or our beneficiaries or whoever we want that to go to without being caught up in, you know, probate and things like that. So making sure that you have a bulletproof estate plan to go behind, you know, the life insurances or any of your financial vehicles that you have in place to benefit, you know, your children, your spouse, your family members is very, very important.
All right, Justin, I think we have time for one more question. Here it is. This person writes in and says, I've been trying to figure out if it's the right move to pay off my home before I retire. It would be difficult, and I'd really have to plan hard to make that happen in order to retire when I want. Is it worth it, or is it okay to still have a mortgage for a few years in retirement?
You know, that's a really good question, Megan, and I would say that it all depends, right? So I'm going to go through a little bit of a scenario on what I would do if somebody had asked that question. Interest rates right now are typically low, and it all depends on where interest rates are for your mortgage. You know, is your interest rate high for your mortgage? Is it low for your mortgage? We always have to take into consideration what we're making in our investment accounts too. So for a scenario, I just had a client a couple weeks ago, retired, wanted to possibly pay off their mortgage because they didn't want to have that, you know, that debt going into retirement, because that's what we all strive for, right? To be debt-free, to have our cars paid off, to have our home paid off, and not have to worry about any debt that we have. And so for this client, we went through the scenario and they actually had a little over 3.25% interest rate on their mortgage, which is a good rate. We were making well over 3.25% in their investments. And in order to pay off their home, we were looking at having to take a distribution from investments, and or they were going to have to empty their savings account basically to nothing. So we were going to have to replenish some of that money that they were going to use to pay off their home. And it actually didn't make sense for them, because if you think about it, we're earning more than what we're paying in interest. So we're essentially using their money for free and not having to, you know, take and pay. You might have to pay taxes on money that you want to pay off your mortgage with. So if it's going to cost you, you know, if you're making more than what your mortgage rate is and it's going to cost you, you know, 15, 20, 25% in taxes to take that money out and pay off that mortgage, I know we always want to have that debt freeness when we go into retirement, but it doesn't always make sense. And so I want to give a great resource for our listeners out there right now. It's actually our checklist challenge, and it's going to give you a checklist to know that you're in the right spot in your retirement. And that resource is available on our website, retirewithtrifound.com/list. It's going to give you a great inventory on where you're at today and if you're doing the right things in all facets of your retirement. Again, retirewithtrifound.com/list for that resource, Megan. So we had a great show today. If you have any questions about anything that we talked about on the show today, please give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. TriFound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by TriFound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.